On Midwest Week, this week, golf debuts at the Summer Olympics and what that means for the John Deere Classic. I'm Michelle O'Neill, sitting in for Herb Trix, and my guest is Tom Johnston, sports writer and golf editor at the Dispatch and Rock Island Argus. So one of the last times I saw you was on TPC at Deer Run Golf Course when Jordan Spieth won last year.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
It's been a while, it has. But the weather last year was so wonderful. It was a good year for me to get my feet wet, and not literally, though.
Well, hopefully they stay dry this year. We'll see what happens in August when it's usually a little bit on the warm side around here.
That's right.
Well, it might make for a little bit, throw another wrinkle or two into the John Deere Classic this year with the August playing dates.
Right. So remind us why. August instead of July.
Well, you can thank the PGA Tour for that. The PGA Tour and the Olympics, with golf returning to the Olympics. The PGA Tour has had to shuffle its schedule, and for whatever reason, the John Deere Classic was moved from its early July dates, the week before the British Open, to August, actually opposite the Olympics. And kind of jumbled things up for local golf fans and the John Deere Classic officials.
That's right. So how did the tournament respond to that? I mean, are they doing anything differently?
You know what? You don't mess with success. they're playing the tournament a month later this year, and that's been about it. It's kind of a different animal this year. For the first time in tournament history, no defending champ in the field, with Jordan Spieth not coming.
We'll get to that.
Yes, hot topic.
Well, tell me what the advantages or disadvantages are of being in August opposite the Olympics instead of in July.
Well, it's not so much opposite the Olympics that might be the hurdle for the John Deere Classic this year. It's the entire schedule after the U.S. Open shifted and condensed the schedule. This week they're playing the PGA Championship in New Jersey, and then there's a three-week gap before the FedEx playoffs start, and the John Deere Classic is the second of those 3 weeks. So it's going to be interesting to see how golfers have set their schedules or will set their schedules to accommodate a break to prepare for the FedEx Cup playoffs, and where they determine they want their week or weeks off.
Right.
Claire Peterson, the John Deere Classic Tournament Director, is hopeful that guys will play in the PGA Championship this week, see where they sit on the FedEx Cup points race, and then take next week off, and then come back for the John Deere Classic, and then get ready for
take another week rest.
Yeah, get their week off this coming week after the PGA, between the PGA and the JDC, and then come back and gear up for the FedEx Cup playoffs. I'm not sure if that's going to happen or not. I'm afraid a lot of guys are going to take 2 weeks off between the PGA and the FedEx, which might have an effect on the local field here.
Right. So let's talk about the local field and, who's committed so far.
Well, once again, Claire has learned. He's talked to a number of players, and especially Zach Johnson, a past champion here, a JDC board member. And he told Claire, he said, be prepared for it to be a late-breaking field, meaning guys will not commit until the last minute and as they try to set their schedule for the fall.
Is there a deadline?
Friday. It will be next Friday.
Okay.
The 5th, I think it is. The Friday before the JDC is when players have to commit for our event. And there probably will be a lot of names, going on and off the list on that Friday. But Claire's prepared. And, you asked about who's in the field. You've got Zach Johnson, defending champ, past champ, Zach Johnson. Yeah. Steve Stricker's in the field, a fan favorite who's been playing really well this summer despite his limited schedule.
Does he have too many injuries to worry about this year?
Stricker,
yeah, he's doing okay.
He's doing okay right now. The only thing he has to worry about at Deer Run is playing well on Sunday. The last 3 years have not been good to him on Sundays. So he knows the course. He loves the course. Expect him to be among the leaders.
Oh, yeah.
So another past champ, Brian Harmon, John Senden, Sean O'Hare, Jonathan Bird. And you go all the way back to a 1997 champ at Oakwood, David Toms is in the field, and he's playing well this year.
Good.
So the old guard could stand tall this year, but then on the other end of the spectrum, you've got a bunch of young guns, recent college graduates or youngsters from the college game,
mm-hmm.
just turning pro. The guys that Claire Peterson likes to get his
sponsors exemptions,
build those relationships early with these guys. He did that with Jason Day. My gosh, it's been 10 years ago now.
Wow.
When Jason Day had his first professional start here in the Quad Cities, and world number one now.
Right.
So it's guys like that. You know, Claire likes to speculate a little bit and get those youngsters in here.
He's good at picking them.
He is. He does a really good job. And it's not just the good golfers that he gets here. He gets the good kids. He's had some absolutely tremendous sponsors exemptions through the years that have paid off. They've been loyal to the golf tournament,
right.
Zach Johnson being one of them. And, you know, it's just been a wonderful, wonderful
right.
plan of attack
and
for them.
Jordan Spieth came
Jordan
here
Spieth
for his first tournament
was a
and
sponsor
won.
Exemption and won.
Yeah.
Yep.
So why isn't he playing this year?
Well, you're going to have to ask him. I can only speculate. For 3 years, when it was announced the Olympics were adding golf,
mm-hmm.
he was all gung-ho about it, looking forward to representing the United States. A month ago, all of a sudden, he says he's not going to Rio. And actually, that happened on that announcement came on the same day as John Deere Classic Media Day, which usually features the defending champ.
Usually does.
But
yes.
It was not Jordan because he was over at the British Open getting ready for
of
the
course.
British Open. Yeah. You know, that raised some eyebrows. Speculation ran rampant. Okay, he's not playing in the Olympics. He'll be back to defend. Well, the next day, he says, I can't find it in my heart to not play in the Olympics and play that week at John Deere.
Does he think that the perception will be that it's that he just wants to play that bad, or it's money, or do you have any idea what his reasoning
well,
was?
Well, for him, it's not money.
It's the
success he's had,
right.
He's got enough of that right now. It's a lot of factors. It's perception. It's scheduling with the FedEx Cup playoffs and guys wanting their rest in there. And just, you know, any number of things, you know, some of it's perception, the fact that, you know, people, and I don't think he worries about that because last year around the John Deere Classic time, people were chastising him for playing here after he had won the first two legs of the Grand Slam.
Yes.
And he
I
comes
remember.
Here, he wins, he jumps on the charter flight, goes over to Europe, and misses the British Open playoff by one stroke that Zach eventually won.
Yeah.
So, you know, he knows what he's doing. He is a very intelligent young man. He has a great support team around him, advising him. And, you know, for specific reasons, I can't tell you, but it's probably a lot of it perception as to why he's not coming here this year.
Yeah,
so
just a really mixed up year.
It really is.
Tom Johnston is a sports reporter and golf editor at the Moline Dispatch in Rock Island Argus, and you've been listening to Midwest Week.